This is Tom Clay with this week's midweek precious metals market update. I've got to start by making a couple economic quotes or overviews of what's going on in Japan as we look at a country that has tried everything in the world to get the economy started. They're printing money, they're selling bonds at 1%, and nothing will get it going. This is really their last chance. We're now hearing that the money supply for 2013 will be doubled from 2012. And while this is just one country, it tends to show us the mindset of the world following in the United States' footsteps, and that is to print, try to inflate away the debt and the problems. And, I mean, we are really looking at the last part of sanity in these markets, whether it's 3 months or 15 months, no one can tell you. But certainly when articles come out over the weekend, and they're talking about a quadrillion new yen being printed over the next 3 years, that would be somewhere in the line of what happened to Weimar Republic back in Germany in the early 1940s. So these are things that just don't go away. It's amazing to me as I talk to investors of all sizes and net worth day in and day out how unserious they really are. I mean, I've had people just tell me outright I'm buying low gold and silver percentage of my assets for protection, but, you know, I really don't think any of this stuff's going to really happen. I was talking to a very sophisticated investor worth about $5 million yesterday, and he was telling me, and I said, well, let me ask you a question. If the same people that have put you in all these problems you think are going to get you out overnight, and he says, no, I just think smarter people, they'll hire smarter people that can figure it out. So I said, do you think there's a problem? He said, yeah, there's a problem, but the United States will never lose confidence. Nobody will ever lose confidence in the United States. But when you have this kind of mentality, this is just shows you where we've come from, and someone that's been successful that could lose a large portion of his assets, not only in inflation, but through the different kind of investments. But it just brings me to want to mention that people had better watch out for what's going on in Japan and how it's going to translate here. And certainly your at FTM Daily listeners are aware of what's going on. Jerry covered it about the withdrawal of money from the Euro banks. But if we see this where you can only take out around $260 a day, equivalent to U.S. dollars, and this starts, you don't think it's going to move to the West, you're mistaken. I took a large sum of money out of my account because I just wanted the cash. It took me 8 days, and this was me. I mean, I went and told them I needed my own cash, and they just kept trying to talk me out of it. Finally, I said, I want my cash, and it took me 8 days to get the amount of cash out that I was asking for. If people don't wake up and look, and especially with seasonality coming right now, meaning starting next week when the Europeans return from vacation, and it'll go on for another week after that, but you'll start seeing the volume increase as we do every year the last 13 years. And we're already seeing gold and silver running up fairly quickly. And with now silver over 2170, when it was only 1840 3 weeks ago, we've seen a 20% increase nearly, and nobody's even talking about it. It's absolutely astounding. So we continue to think that it's a perfect time to position whatever percentage you want to get into your gold and silver right now, and we still, as I've stated several times, think there's a good chance that both gold and silver will finish the year higher than it started, even though gold is still down 20% and silver still down about 25% for the year. And certainly with the specials we have this week on every silver coin matched, all four of the coins are 30 or 35 cents an ounce below our normal price. It's an ideal time to pick up some silver because it's highly unlikely this will carry over next week, so it's very important. So really, this is a mental update to just bring you aware that we're really getting ready to start to see things moving as we have 11 of the last 12 years where the prices move up between September the 1st and the end of the year, and we think this year will be no exception. In fact, it could be even more than normal. Palladium continues to be the sleeper. It's the one that's up the most this year. We're still seeing our large investors bulking up on palladium as they continue to read about the problems Russia's have in mining it, and the South African strikes at some of the palladium mines. And as long as the car industry is strong, and now we've got 8 new car manufacturing companies that have opened the last 12 months in China, demand for the palladium for catalytic converter is going to increase. And if they keep printing money, palladium could, and I still think it will be the number one metal for this year, and definitely could carry over next year also. Platinum is the one in between. It's not doing as well as palladium, but doing better than gold and silver so far. But I'm still very bullish on platinum also, but not as bullish as palladium and the recovery of gold and silver for the remainder of this year. If any of you need to ask me questions, you can call me at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. And if you're not on our email blast list, it's free and confidential. You can sign up by going to ftmdaily.com and hitting the precious metals button and sign up for Tom Cloud's email blast, and we'll put you on the list. I'll send out two or three a week, either economically or specials or buy or sell signals, whatever is appropriate at the time. So hopefully this has been helpful with this week's midweek precious metals market update. This is Tom Cloud signing off.